When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 876. Tips for a Healthy Thanksgiving by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Monday, and for those of you in the U.S., a very happy Thanksgiving week. Thank you for being here, and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. The holidays are here, which is my favorite time of year. I'm super excited. Now, I'm supposed to be back this Saturday. I will, of course, be recording episodes, so you'll still hear this show every day this week. But just cross your fingers for me that the flights don't get super delayed because it's super cold over there and that I actually return on Saturday because I'm supposed to teach next Monday. Now, in general, this is a tough time of year to stick to your diet or stick to that physical activity plan that you had. I've shared this with you before. Between October 31st, Halloween, and January 1st, New Year's Day, in the past, this was a while ago, I once gained 8 pounds, and I'm a dietitian and should know better. So let's hear from Rachel Trotta about how to have a healthier Thanksgiving. So let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Tips for a Healthy Thanksgiving by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. All over the U.S., families are reuniting this week to enjoy food, football, and fun. Some families may be larger or closer than others, but Thanksgiving is a wonderful holiday for anyone to slow down and practice an attitude of gratitude. However, we all know that Thanksgiving is also associated with the tradition of feasting, as much as it is connected to a grateful spirit. So how do we balance the spirit of celebration with the concept of a healthy Thanksgiving? Here are my top 10 tips for a healthy Thanksgiving. Tip number one, change your mindset about holiday feasting. Remember that many holiday feasts originated at times in history when people ate repetitive, sometimes meager food day after day. Holidays were special celebrations of plenty. Now, by contrast, Americans overeat regularly on a great variety of foods, many of us on a daily basis, and holidays have upped the ante by practically becoming food orgies. It's all about perspective and practicing an attitude of gratitude, not about the food itself. Tip number two, focus on enjoying the uniqueness and tradition of Thanksgiving fare, not the amount. Holidays, depending on your family tradition, often have very specific foods associated with them. Whether you eat turkey or teriyaki on Thanksgiving, focus on the specialness and tradition of those foods, not on eating as much of them as possible. We don't get cranberry every day. Tip number three, don't try to diet on Thanksgiving. Depriving yourself of foods that you truly want on holidays is sure to backfire. This is not the time to try a new, adventurous juice cleanse or elimination diet. Instead, refer back to tip number two and focus on selecting a variety of foods that are satisfying, fun, and different from your everyday eating lifestyle. Portion control will be much more effective than avoiding carbohydrates, sugar, or fat on a holiday. Just try a little of everything and appreciate the love and time that family members or friends have put into preparation. Especially when it comes to desserts, scoop out literally one bite of everything that looks good to you and make yourself a sampler plate of tiny portions. Tip number four, stay hydrated. Many times we overeat mindlessly because we're bored or uncomfortable. We just want our hands to be busy. If awkward conversations are coming up at your family Thanksgiving, swap out your soft drink or hard drink for glasses of water. You may be running to the bathroom frequently, but staying hydrated will help curb overeating And drinking water also gives you something calorie-free to consume if a conversation becomes uncomfortable or if the turkey is taking longer than anticipated. Tip number 5, make a plate and step away. In other words, most holiday meals are served family style, meaning a large heaping platter in the middle of the table from which everyone helps themselves. This is a disaster for portion control. Make your plate and then don't get seconds. One statistic found that many people ate 4,000 calories at Thanksgiving dinner. This is not because turkey is magically calorie rich. It's because people help themselves to seconds and thirds. Multiple plates add up quickly, especially if you have multiple helpings of dessert as well. I'm not a fan of dieting, but a good rule for family-style service is getting everything you want on one plate and then no more. Tip number 6, talk, help, or leave. As I alluded to already, I believe that most overeating on Thanksgiving is because of boredom or discomfort, not because the food is so incredibly alluring. Talk to someone, ask them questions about themselves, find common ground. Oh, and by the way, have a drink of water in your hand the entire time. If you don't feel like talking, volunteer to help in the kitchen. It will keep you busy and on your feet. Volunteer to pick up items at the store that may have been forgotten, more ice, napkins, or other sundries. Whatever you do, don't sit near a bowl of nuts and awkwardly eat for 2 hours while waiting for the meal to start. Tip number 7, bring your own healthy dish. If you've been losing weight over time and you don't want to blow it on Thanksgiving, bring at least one item that you feel would substitute for a less healthy option. Tip number 8, make your own decisions about food instead of succumbing to peer pressure. You don't have to eat everything you see or are pressured to eat. You can just eat what you want and leave the rest alone. Often when people pressure others to eat something, they are doing it out of insecurity or a need to control. If you feel that a family member or friend is giving you a hard time for making healthier choices, transform the energy down by refusing to engage and do your best to make your own choices with which you feel comfortable. Be true to yourself. Tip number 9, seek fiber-rich foods as often as possible. Eat steel-cut oats for breakfast. Try to eat sweet potatoes with the skins on if possible. Eat a salad with every meal or a big salad like Elaine Benes from Seinfeld instead of a meal. Have a handful of raw almonds with an apple as a snack. Throw some kidney beans or cannellini beans onto a salad. Eating high-fiber foods while staying hydrated will help you process extra calories and dietary fat. And finally, tip number 10, take care of yourself in every way, not just healthy eating. Holidays can be stressful because of traveling and family obligations. If you are staying with family, grant yourself permission to have alone time. If you are flying to stay with family, spring the extra money to rent a car instead of relying on others for transportation. This will give you valuable freedom and the ability to control your own schedule. Holidays are a time to love others, but they are also a time to show love for ourselves by relaxing and enjoying. Give yourself permission to get what you need on Thanksgiving Day and for the whole holiday weekend. You just listened to the post titled Tips for a Healthy Thanksgiving by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. A couple of years ago, I was interviewed on a local radio station. They wanted a quote-unquote expert's advice on how to cut back on your eating during the Thanksgiving holiday. And many of the things I mentioned were the same as what Rachel just mentioned in the post I read to you. I remember I mentioned staying hydrated, how important that was. That's because we can often mistake thirst for hunger. Not only that, but staying hydrated, especially with water, can help you feel a little bit more full for longer. I also mentioned how you should just create one plate, and then before going back for seconds, really think about how you feel. You may need to take a few minutes to sit back, relax, enjoy the company before getting up and getting more food. Something that I really like doing also is loading up my plate with vegetables and protein. So I like to load up my plate with some turkey and hopefully some not so super starchy vegetables. So if someone happens to bring like a green salad, I'll definitely put that on my plate. But green beans are great too. Yes, sweet potatoes are good for us. Just don't go overboard with those because around Thanksgiving time, we often add to the sweetness by adding marshmallows or brown sugar to the recipe. Then if there's any room left on the plate, that's when I add in those mashed potatoes and the gravy and things like that. But I really try and fill up on the protein and the not so super starchy vegetables. And then I eat those first. And I treat the mashed potatoes and the sweet potatoes as almost like a dessert after I've finished off the protein and the not so starchy green vegetables. And of course, I figured all of this out after I learned from my mistakes, after I gained those 8 pounds over the holidays, lo, those many years ago. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.